I'm Gary Quinn. Thank you for being here this morning. I thank you for your interest in our school district. We have one of the greatest school districts in the state and a great community. As you know, we closed our schools this morning. It was a very difficult decision, but it was the most important decision that we could have made. Late yesterday afternoon, Barnesville Public School officials had been notified by an individual that they had seen a couple of young individuals on school property, away from the school, away from other students, and after school hours, but the two individuals had a weapon on our school property. At that point, they notified the Barnesville Police Department and asked the police department to start investigating. From that, the police department took it very seriously, spent the rest of the evening following up, trying to locate those individuals to determine what they were doing and why they were on the property with a weapon. As you know, the safety and security of the students of Barnesville Public School District is the most important thing, first and foremost, in all of our minds here in Bartlesville. And so with that done, with that knowledge and with that background, and not knowing what these individuals were doing and not being able to locate them yet, like yesterday evening, we made the decision that it was in the best interest of our students not to have school today. We are continuing to work with the Barnesville Police Department as they continue to look for these individuals to determine what they were doing there. But as you know, these last several days has been very difficult for us. As we've worked through several issues, I'm very proud of our staff. I'm very proud of our students. I'm very proud of patrons that were walking by that notified us. We've got a community that really cares about our kids, and that's why they feel comfortable coming to our principals and our police and telling them information that is helpful to us. We're very proud of our students who feel comfortable coming and visiting with our staff. Whenever there is something going on in at the school, that relationship that we have with our students is the most important safety issue in our school district. We are very proud of our students, and I'm very proud of our staff, our principals and our assistant principals and our teachers and everybody involved through last week's event and through this one have really stepped up and done a marvelous job. So I'm very proud of all those individuals. We hope that the Barnesville Police Department can apprehend these individuals very soon, and school can go on as normal when we come back after Christmas break on January the 2nd. At this time, I want to introduce to you from the Barnesville Police Department, Public Information Officer, Captain Hastings.
Good morning. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the incidents. We're The police department, you know, has increased patrols around the schools concerning ever since the incident in Connecticut last week. We also, as many of you know, had our own personal incident the day before with a student. We've asked, you know, teachers, administrators, parents, citizens, students to be on alert and reporting suspicious behavior. And because of that, you know, we've followed up on several complaints and leads. This incident that happened yesterday is one example. You know, there's been no new threats made to the school. This was what we would typically consider a suspicious incident. Until we locate these two subjects and find out exactly what they were doing, you know, we take it seriously. It could be innocently, they could be back there. Obviously, we need to find out if they did have a weapon. I mean, that brings up some concerns. There was some evidence that somebody had been hunting back there. It's near Pathfinder. Hunting, you know, on city property or anything like that is illegal. So it may not have been anything to do with the school, but unfortunately, you know, they parked on the school property. So, again, you know, we encourage citizens to report suspicious behavior, and we're working, you know, several hours overtime. We had officers out all night last night. I believe Lieutenant Eichelberry was involved in trying to locate these subjects last night. I would like to turn, you know, think of this situation as bad that happened, but also there's going to be a lot of good come of this because we're looking at, you know, enforcing more schools are going to have officers, you know, present, and I believe, you know, we're going to be assessing security issues, and I look at that as going to be a positive. And I know not only in Bartlesville, but also across the nation, people are really in kind of a panic state right now and worried about their schools. These shootings have occurred all over, at malls and other locations like that. So, unfortunately, it's the time that we live in, and we all just need to be aware of that. And we don't need to cause panic, but we all do need to be aware of the situation and know the proper channels. If you do see something suspicious, whether it be at school or at the mall or anywhere, don't hesitate to call the police. That's what we're there for, and we follow up on calls and complaints like this 24 hours, 7 days a week. So that's what I like.
Thank you. I do want to commend the Bartlesville Police Department. They have been a pleasure to work with, have done a tremendous job. Lieutenant Eichelberry is one of the ones that helped lead that cause, I know, and Chief Holland. So we really appreciate them. Also, I was on the phone today with City Manager Ed Gordon. We scheduled a meeting with our local law enforcement folks even today to examine our schools over break, to make recommendations on things that we can do to continue to make our schools safer. Over the years, we have increased our schools to where we have entry points only at one place in each building. We've fenced the elementary schools. We've got safe schools committees at each school that meet often. We've instituted lots of policies and procedures that's made our schools the safest that they've ever been. But there may be more threats than there's ever been throughout the country in public places, including schools. So we are working very hard to make sure that we provide the best for our students, because that's what we want in Bartlesville. We'll be willing to take a few questions from the media if you have questions for us today.
Can you tell us whether it was a student that reported this?
No, it was not a student. It was a citizen that was on a pathfinder. I believe, walking.
You guys have a campus police department that's working in conjunction with the Bartlesville Police Department?
We have a school resource officer that's assigned to work schools, but we do not have a school police department.
Can you tell us what
it was described as a rifle. That's all it meant. Oh, I'm sorry. It was described as a rifle, or what do you consider a long gun?
One,
yes. Two individuals, white males, and they were seen leaving in a white SUV. So they were parked in the east parking lot down closest to, I believe, the practice stadium or the practice fields. So.
January the 2nd is the date we start after Christmas break.
So you just started Christmas break early this year because of this incident? Would you have gone 2 weeks?
Today would have been our last day before break. This is our last day of finals, but we'll have to do that after break now. Yes, sir.
Is there going to be an effort to keep an eye on the high school, for instance, or any of the other buildings during winter break? And I know no students are there, but certainly they're open.
Yes, we've, ever since the incident last week, even our night shift has been patrolling schools during the night when there's nobody there. And not just the Bartlesville Public School, but also Tri-County Tech and any other areas of concern. And we will be doing that throughout the holidays, even though the school, the children won't be there.
We have security cameras at the high school, both inside and outside. And to be quite honest, that's how one reason we know that what the vehicle looks like. We got it on film. And so, we're just hopeful that the police will be able to use that to help identify who these young people are, so that they can apprehend them and find out what they were doing then.
Were you able to get a plate number from the video?
No, we're not able to get a plate number from the video. I do have a picture of the vehicle, which I guess I will be trying to distribute to the news media.
Hey, did that happen during school yesterday?
I believe the report we got was around 4 p.m. And it might have happened between 3 and 4 p.m., I believe. It would have been after school.
It was after school was out. And the location of that is actually on school property, but quite a ways away from the building. There's a street, there's a parking lot, there's practice fields, and then there's it's actually in the Haley Outdoor Science Lab for our science department, but it's over close to the Pathfinder. So it's quite a ways from where our students and our faculty was, but it was after school hours, so they weren't there. Most of them weren't there. Laura? Visiting with Coach Bart, we decided, we don't know the timeline on how long it's going to take for the police department to locate these students, and we do need to let people know about that activity. So Friday evening, we decided to postpone that game to another time. We're not sure when we'll have it, but so we won't play Friday night. So because it's on our campus, if it had been away, we might have, thought about it. But since it's there at the high school and we didn't know how long it was going to take us to locate these individuals, the safest thing is just go ahead and cancel it for now. Postpone it, I should say. We'll play it at some point in the future.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we can identify the gun or type of gun, I mean, at this point, I believe our witness was pretty sure that it was a rifle of some sort or shotgun, long gun. There could be some ramifications of bringing it onto school property, but they're also, again, if they were hunting down in that area, I mean, there's Pathfinder, which is a popular walking path that runs along the river there. So there may be some legalities there about shooting or possessing the gun there. It's illegal to shoot any gun in the city limits. So.
At what point do you, if you don't catch these people, do you say, okay, we'll go back to normal?
Well, I don't know what normal is after the Connecticut school shootings. That again, I think it's, I would like to see a positive thing come of this and, have more officers in school and have a closer relationship. I mean, we communicate with the schools daily. As it is now, but I don't really know what normal is after the Connecticut shooting. But as far as this incident goes, I would say by the time school resumes, we should be back to normal, I would hope. I mean, hopefully somebody will come forward and know who these people were and what they were doing. That's one reason, why we want to go to the press with this information, is maybe we'll have some people call in with some ideas about who these people were.
We've got great students in our school district, and what we did on Monday was our principals went to visit our students in their classes. They divided up, and on one group of them went to the seniors during their English classes and the juniors during their, I think, social studies classes, if I have it right. And they met with them in small groups and visited with them and talked with them and let them talk to them. And that was very productive. The mood there was very good. And they reminded them what they already know. Hey, if you hear of anything anytime, now or in the future, please come and let us know. And so that was very fruitful. So I think it has helped us to open up the communications even more, and that communication was very positive on Monday. You bet. I'm not sure. I'm not prepared to answer that, really. Whether that's what we want or not, to have teachers or principals or others to carry weapons, we'd have to think about that. Of course, that's not allowed right now, as you know, so we'll have to watch that and see if that happens. I hope we can create a safe environment and keep a safe environment for our kids where we don't have to have a bunker mentality where we're fearful all the time. Hopefully that we can create an environment where we can keep an eye on our students, keep an eye on strangers on our school property, and make sure that we're all safe and that students are all safe without having to do that. But if that passes, we'll have to sit down and think about that. But as you know, it hasn't passed at this time. It's just a bill that's been, I understand, has been filed by one of the senators or representatives won. So. Anybody else? We do. We have a student Crime Stopper tip line, and it's been active, very active recently, of course, and it's been monitored and communicated, and even last evening it was. So, yes, we do have. And we have a lot of safety things in place, probably as most schools do, but, and we've been increasing it over the years more and more. But, you know, I'm not sure that any school is ready for some of the kind of threats that we've seen and some of the kind of things that's happened throughout the country recently. So those are things that we want to continue to work with our local law enforcement people with. And like I said, we're meeting even today and going to be looking at our buildings over break even more and having them help us with recommendations of what we can do to help make them safer. And not just more equipment, but better procedures, better policies, better plans, better ideas on how to make them safer.
Is there a number that you'd like us to give out? The phone number or email address?
Do you know it? Where's Carrie? Is she here? Carrie, do you have it?
Yes, I'll get you.
Okay. Thank you. Carrie's our safe and drug-free coordinator. Laura?
I know in the Sandy Chauvel case, one of the things that seemed to have helped there was also finding what he had searched on school computers. Are you all looking into technology and making any changes or monitoring anything else more closely as far as student searches on computers?
What did you say about
that? Yeah, I'm not aware of the details there. I know the school's been cooperating with giving us that information and providing those computers. And I believe we're going to receive some assistance with the FBI as far as analyzing what they may have gone through. As far as what the school has as a program, though, I don't know.
Anyone else?
All right, if that's all the questions we have, we'll conclude it for now. I have the copy of the statement that Dr. Quinn wrote off, and I'd be willing to answer a couple individual questions if you had those after. Otherwise, as more information becomes available from either the Barnesville Public School District or the police department, I'm sure you'll be made aware of that. And until that time, we're not going to be really releasing any more information or conducting any extra interviews or anything like that. So the time will be now to ask those questions. And like I said, if we have any more information, I'll pass it along to you as we're able to. Yeah.
Thank you.